Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That is excellent. How's the course playing? Daniel Berger.
How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
The Sir Mix-a-Lot Hawk remix. Put him on the glass. We are live. We are at AT&T Stadium in Dallas this Saturday. Thrilling matchup between two consensus top pound-for-pound fighters. You've got welterweight world champion Errol Spence and four-division world champion Mikey Garcia. You don't want to miss this pay-per-view. It is Saturday night. We're here in Dallas, courtesy of our friends at Fox Sports Pay-Per-View, and we're having a great time. Great view of the football field here at AT&T Stadium, and pretty cool location to be doing the show. Omar Kelly is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He covers the Miami Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, and I think the Dolphins at AT&T Stadium this season, this coming
Yes, they are.
They are? Yeah, so I guess
I'm trying
Omar...
to go to that. It's a Thanksgiving game, it was reported.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so I guess Omar will probably be here. Have you been at the stadium yet, Omar?
Yeah, it looks like a mall.
It's crazy, right?
It's big. It's huge.
Yeah, really nice views from everywhere, though. They're setting up the boxing ring at midfield.
Not nice views because I got to use binoculars to actually look at the players on the field.
You're talking about from the press box?
Yeah, oh yeah, we're way at the top. You look at the top of the stadium. That's where our view is, the corner top.
Oh, but or, you got a 60 yard TV screen. No, that should be enough,
you're
right?
Correct. Yes, you're correct. But if that was the case, I'd watch it from home, like watching a TV with audience noise.
That's why I watch all the games at home. I love checking it out on TV. All right, you got to bring us up to date, Omar, on what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, because there's so many questions, first off, about the quarterback position. They maybe were interested in Tyrod Taylor, but they don't get him, and maybe they were interested in Teddy Bridgewater, and then it seems as if he's staying in New Orleans, but now they hosted him last night. What's the latest on the Dolphins' QB situation?
Latest is Tyrod Taylor decided not to accept our offer and took an offer for more money to be the backup to the Chargers. Teddy Bridgewater, he initially said no at the money that they were offering. Then they got him to come back to the table, sit down with the organization and meet with them. Teddy Bridgewater, from what I'm told, really, really, really wants to be the Miami Dolphins quarterback. He doesn't need any promises or guarantees. He just wants to play and have the opportunity to play for his hometown team. This is a team he grew up loving. However, the Dolphins aren't offering him a contract that, you know, basically he'd be taking a $2 million pay cut to be the Miami Dolphins starting quarterback comparatively to what New Orleans is offering him to be a backup. And Miami is in a position where they control a lot of the leverage. Well, they don't need to overpay, and I'm proud of them for doing it, because at some point some team is going to have to say, hey, we got to stop overpaying for these quarterbacks. And they've offered him what I feel is he could be slightly sweetened, but is relatively a fair contract. And if he accepts it, I'd be surprised. But, you know, there's only 32 starting spots in the NFL. If you want one, you got to make a sacrifice.
If he doesn't take it, is there any chance that Ryan Tannehill is a starting quarterback next season?
I don't think so. Here's the thing. What people don't understand is that there is no rush to release him because you're not getting the cap space immediately. You're going to get the cap space on June 1st, which means basically you're going to only be able to sign your rookies. You sign your rookies and then have cap carryover for next year. So you're not going to get an immediate cap space. And right now, You know, you never know whose quarterback gets hurt. Maybe you could sit on a sit in trade Ryan Tannehill. I don't know what's really going on. I just know that Ryan Tannehill would not be playing for the Miami Dolphins for that salary. It's not going to happen. Now, whether or not he will revisit his contract and change the numbers, I don't know. But I also know that his players don't, the players on the team don't want him to be their starting quarterback.
And all that was my question, too, because like you say, maybe they're waiting. We talked a little bit about it. Maybe they're waiting for OTAs, minicamp, somebody tears their knee up. But Foles is moved. Bortles is cut. Keenum is moved. Bridgewater's talking. Like, every other quarterback out there is doing something, talking or being talked about.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything about Ryan Tannehill on any network, on any newspaper, TV station. Like, Tannehill doesn't even exist right now.
Because nobody wants him. And that's just – even Ian Rappaport, who I've got respect for, but he put out something that, you know, Jeff Ireland and his relationship with Ryan Tannehill, you know, if Bridgewater goes to Miami, then Tannehill could go to New Orleans. Oh, the hell he can. Jeff Ireland is like, that dude got me fired. So, no, he's not going to New Orleans. You know, I could see – from what I've heard, there's talk of Carolina and Teddy Bridgewater, I mean, and Carolina for Ryan Tannehill. There are teams that have interest, but not for, like, real money, like what he's making, and certainly nobody's trading for him. Now, if they do pull off a trade, Chris Greer might be front runner for executive of the year.
And one with Teddy, because something else me and Hawk talked about off air, a better situation, though. You're making more money being the heir apparent to Drew Brees,
yeah,
a successful offense, Sean Payton, proven success, or you come to Miami knowing that you might be a gap guy for less money. It seems like staying in New Orleans as a backup is better for his career.
I can hear what your argument that you're making, but I will say this to counter it. Do you see yourself as a backup? Do you view yourself as a backup? You only get so many. Once you go into that backup lane, you never get out. You rarely ever get out. You know, even Ryan Fitzpatrick is you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Josh McCown, those are the only guys that I've seen tap dance in and out of the backup lane. Once you're in the backup lane, and it's a pretty great lane considering Matt Moore made $27 million throughout his career. Once you're in the backup lane, it's all gravy. But when you're in it, there's no getting out. And let's look at it from Teddy Bridgewater's mindset. Let's say he has one great year. Let's just talk fantasy and say he leads the Dolphins to a 10-win season with this roster. Yeah, laugh now. And you know, comes back to the table. You're coming back to the table at $18 to $20 million a year, probably 2 years guaranteed, $40 million. You know, you're taking a gamble on yourself. You know, that's why he would take the Miami job if he truly believes that, hey, I'm an NFL starter. I have talents and capabilities that people are not, you know, giving me the opportunity to showcase. And you know, he might believe that. There's nothing in his mind that should tell him anything otherwise, because he, you know, everybody's generally got confidence in themselves. Did you, Shannon, tell yourself that I couldn't cover Dallas Clark or Jason Witten? No, you said I got this, right?
It's we talked about this at lunch that me and Hawk were. While I was playing, I would never admit I wasn't Ray Lewis or Brian Urlacher. It took me to retire to really look back and see. But every single year during the offseason, my next year was my all-pro year. The next year was my all-pro year. And then I retired, sat back, and looked, and I was like, man, that damn Ray Lewis was a beast. I was never as good as damn Ray.
You were pretty decent. Best linebacker the Dolphins have had. Well, actually, Carlos Dansby kicked your tail a little bit. But
yeah, my man. No, I taught him everything he knows.
But certainly, nobody's touching you on the roster now. Well, Kiko's kind of a little bit better. Kiko makes plays.
He don't like to hit people too much.
It's a good question. Who's a better linebacker, Kiko Alonso or Channing Crowder?
Kiko, easily.
Oh. Kiko,
who in the hell you going to butt in and yell like you know something about something? What the hell wrong with you, boy?
I thought he was asking me.
Dude was sleeping for 2 hours and 11 minutes on this show. He sprang to life.
I thought that was God talking the way he jumped in.
Kiko for sure.
Kiko Alonso. Testing. Kiko Alonso.
He has one or two more interceptions than me.
That was funny, man. Hey, you talk about the roster, Omar, and then you said, you know, get ready to laugh right now or whatnot. Do the Dolphins right now on paper have the worst roster in the NFL?
I don't even think it's debatable.
Right.
The way I look at the roster, there's only one position that I'm comfortable with, and that's safety. You've got three starters. Everything else, your offensive line is bad, your defensive line is bad, your linebackers are a misfitting unit. You're probably about too shy on that. Your cornerbacks, you just signed Eric Rowe, so that maybe helps you depending on how Cordarrelle Tankersley comes back. Your tight ends, okay, you added two guys recently.
Are they going to line up 10 tight ends on every offensive possession?
That was my next question. We have 100 damn tight ends.
If you watched the two on the roster that were drafted last year, you'd realize why there's so many tight ends on them. One can block, can't really run and get open, and the other definitely cannot block and really is kind of soft to get off coverage.
Yeah, so, when he does catch the ball, they dump him on his head every time. Every time Mike Gesicki gets hit, he gets dumped on top of his head. Nobody can teach him to not get dumped on his head.
The problem, Mike Gesicki, and nobody will own up to it, is the fact that he does not like physicality of football. And that's the number one reason you shouldn't have drafted him.
Doesn't like physical and plays football. He should have stayed with that volleyball career, I think. They said he was a hell of a volleyball player.
Yeah, he came for the money and he got the money and, you know, somebody. I wish him the best of luck, but I've been doing this a long time and you got to be physical to play football. It's just people going to punch you in the mouth every day. If you don't like it, it's not going to last long.
And speaking of that physicality, Omar, I know you're a big trenches guy. People don't like to talk about it, but I know you break it down. You really, you know, you understand what it means to football. Our trenches are getting very weak as the days go on. Are they going to address it in the draft? What's going to happen? Because Juwan left. They moved Andre. They're trying to move Quinn. They already moved Cam Wake. Like, what's going on in these trenches?
Yes, no doubt about it. I expect them to address the defensive line in the draft. Offensive line, they might just try to patch it with some old veterans later on in the process in free agency. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jesse Davis moves to right tackle. And then you elevate Isaac Asiata, have him play right guard. They are, you know, you gotta make compromises when you're trying to rebuild. So you can't address everything one season. So I don't know what they're going to do with the offensive line. There are some veteran offensive linemen out there. One got cut by the Atlanta Falcons yesterday. They could easily patch up their offensive line if they want to use the money for it. But I think it's a wise investment. You give that guy Ryan Schrader, you give him a 3-year, $18 million deal, but it really depends on how comfortable they feel that they can address it in the draft or whether or not they feel confident in Isaac Asiata and what Jesse Davis can do.
And see if you agree with me on this, because we were talking about the O-line, the trenches, especially the O-line, and I said it's the second biggest position if you want to tank. It's the quarterback, and then if you don't get an offensive line to protect whoever's back there, that's the second easiest way to tank a season is to have a terrible O-line.
Or not be able to stop the run or pressure the quarterback, but yes.
Yeah.
Right. They got the formula. they got the formula right now, but now there's a contender. Now there's another tank contender now.
New York?
The Giants are coming out the block like, we got our sights on Tua. So now – you know, that matchup between the Dolphins and the Giants, that's gonna be the Tua Bowl right there.
It'll be fun to watch, or maybe the opposite.
I was gonna say racing for terrible. I've never heard that.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, yeah, read his work.
You was on that Suck for Luck team. You was on that Suck for Luck team, Shannon.
Yeah, except they didn't pull the trigger on it.
I was on 07. We weren't trying to lose, so I don't even know how it feels to lose like that. We were trying to win in 07.
Yeah, 07, that was just a bad – that was a lot of injuries. That team wasn't that bad. But, you know, when you got Roderick Wright, and I don't even remember the linebackers that replaced you and Zach Thomas. Good God, that was some horrible football.
Yeah.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel. Read his work, sunsentinel.com.
Roderick Wright. Some of them names make you laugh, yeah.
It was a Syracuse linebacker to replace you. Oh, my God. What is his name?
Kelvin Smith.
Kelvin Smith. There you go.
Yeah. Ed Miles, Kelvin Smith, A.J. Eads, Ed Miles. I remember everybody brought him to take my job, Bo. Nobody could do it until Carlos's big ass. came in.
Oh, Pope. Something Pope.
Derek Pope.
Derek Pope.
Was it Derek Pope?
It was Derek Pope. I remember and it was funny. One game we're going in, he was the backup middle linebacker, and I just got an injury. And George Edwards, he was like, how do you feel, crowd? It was Friday after practice. I said, I'm about 75, 80, maybe next week. He said, you're at 80. I said, yes, sir. He said, your 80 is better than his 100. You're starting on Sunday. And that's when I knew. I was like, how good is this guy? I was still young. I didn't know the system at that time. But I remember that was my Derek Pope story with George Edwards, who is now the D.C. at Minnesota.
Yeah, man. It's funny how long I've been in this game and watch all these guys. Now, the Cincinnati Bengals head coach, man, if you would have told me to name every assistant that I thought could possibly become a head coach, I wouldn't have named him. He would have been the last person I named, and now he's a head coach. That's why I think they're on the tank for Tua train, too.
You never know how someone's going to be as a coach. Just look at Nick Saban. Brilliant in college.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it done in the NFL. All right, Omar, thank you.
I guess.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.